T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Shout out to Cameron John Ritchie, 94 at WIP. Seltzer says that he needs some AMA questions. Of course, today at noon, you ask, we answer. And every once in a while, James, see, here's a thing James will do. He tells me stockpile some of these AMA questions. So he'll get a lot of great questions some weeks. And, of course, he can't ask all of them. So then he's got some stockpiled questions that he can ask for future weeks. Well, he says the stockpile's gotten a little low. So he needs some, is that a fair way to put it, James?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Okay. Hook it up.
So hook James up here, and by extension the show, on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line with some great, fun, creative questions that James can ask us, you know, this week or future weeks on AMA every Wednesday at noon. You ask, we answer. And the key, of course, is for you to ask. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, some good questions about sports or otherwise, and we'll have some fun with that at noon today. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. We'll also go inside the 76ers matchup, real good one tonight, versus the Utah Jazz. We'll get to that shortly. Let's talk to Gary in Dover right now. Hey, Gary. Gary. All right, Gary, not ready to roll. We go to John in North Philadelphia. How you doing, John?
Hi, this is John from North Philly. How are you?
Doing well, John.
Good, buddy. John, if you can, turn that radio off in the background, please.
Okay. Yeah. Only problem I have is whoever said that Jeffrey Lurie and the word trust do not go together. There's no way you could say that and Howie Rosen's still here. That's one. And two, no respectable coach would take what they offered this guy Sirianni. That's why they hired him. And that's what we're going to go down for, because we're being cheap.
Let me ask you, John, let me ask you a question. A lot of people share your opinion about Lurie these days. Let me ask you this question. Has Jeffrey Lurie been a good owner of the Eagles?
Yes.
Is Jeffrey Lurie a good owner of the Eagles?
At this present time, I don't know what he's doing, and I don't think he does either.
I mean, I think that, and I'm glad you answered that way, because I think it's an astute answer, the difference between what he's been and what you think he is. But, I mean, do you really think he just fell apart? I think it's unlikely that Jeffrey Lurie went for, because I think he's actually been a great owner. I would use that term. I mean, 25 years, a lot of success, ultimately a Super Bowl. But most years they've been in contention. They've made the playoffs a whole bunch. I find it unlikely that he went from being a great owner to someone who, like, sort of is making doesn't know what he's doing, undermining the franchise all in a year or two.
It's not far-fetched, Joe, to say that it's very likely that he's lost his way to some degree, that he's become overconfident, that pride has caused him to believe he knows better than the experts in some cases. So he's exerting his will over this organization to make draft picks, to make decisions, to pick the coaches for the coach, that sort of thing. Pride has created something. The success, the Super Bowl, that has led to a backward slide, because Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are doing their own thing more and not leaving it up to the experts like they did with Andy Reid.
All right, John, give me who had the best year ever. What year?
Wilt Chamberlain. I think it was 1965, the year they scored 100 points.
It was 62 that he did the 100 points, but I'll write down 1965. I mean, that one of those years he averaged 50 points. We'd have to look up what year that was.
Are you serious?
He averaged 50 points in a season. I will repeat, for the youngins at home, for those that don't know, he averaged 50 points in a season.
And 20 boards too, right?
I mean, it might have been. Yeah. I don't know. That certainly would not surprise me. Speaking of hoops, John, we've got really one of the best games this season for the 76ers up ahead tonight. Fascinating matchup. Sixers and the Jazz. Sixers come in with the fourth best record in the NBA. Jazz with the best record. I don't know how they do it. Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert are very good players, but it is stunning to me that the Utah Jazz have the best record in basketball, but hats off to them. I mean, they are a team, and they are a good team, and they're on the rise, and they got some nice young players that are improving, and obviously one of the great teams in basketball. And they're a favorite tonight, by the way. Jazz, a three-point favorite here in Philly. No fans yet. Sixers will have fans in the next home game, which should be after the All-Star break in about a week and a half. John, yeah. Sixers, Jazz. I mean,
I think it's weird that the Jazz are favored. I mean, 3 points in Philadelphia, that seems so strange to me.
Sixers rarely lose at home, even without fans.
Yes.
I mean, they just rarely lose at home. Now, there's a matchup within the matchup, and we'll ask this as the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all pro sports and horse racing at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question. Now, these guys are going to be linked together in their careers for years because of what happened a few years ago with the Rookie of the Year situation. Today's question, who's a better NBA player? A, Ben Simmons, B, Donovan Mitchell. You might remember, and I'm sure most people do, Ben was drafted a year before Donovan Mitchell, but they both played in the NBA in the same season as the first season because Ben had missed the season. Ben won Rookie of the Year. Donovan Mitchell finished second. Donovan Mitchell thought Ben should not even be eligible for it because Ben, it was his second year in the NBA. It was a little bit of a controversy. And I think back then, most of us thought Ben would be the better player and initially was. I believe, John, Donovan Mitchell is the better player now and will be the better player moving forward. Certainly we'll throw that into discussion at 215-592-9494, how everyone sees that. John, Ben Simmons and Donovan Mitchell, in your opinion, who's the better player?
Well, you got one guy who scores at will, it feels like. I mean, he's shooting better from three-point land this year than he ever has before, and that's saying something. You know, he's a guy who's fearless out there. We know that Ben is fearful.
He is fearful.
And, so I would go Donovan Mitchell.
Me too. Yeah, I would put it this way. I'll make it simple. Like, I'll give you a greater than sign. We'll throw a little fifth-grade math in there. Donovan Mitchell – no, let me put it this way. Great offensive player is greater in the NBA than a great defensive player. And that's not to simplify Ben and say he's only a great defensive player, which he is. But he's not only – I mean, Ben can do some stuff on the offensive end, there's no doubt. But in the NBA, give me the guy – that can get me 25, 27 points. Give me the guy when the playoffs right. happen, they can turn it up and get me 35, 37 points if I need it. And Donovan Mitchell is a guy that can get you buckets. Now, the last time he played, for what it's worth,
he can carry your
team. A couple weeks ago, Ben Simmons scored 42 or 44.
He did.
And that was 42. The best game he ever played in his career. So we'll throw it into the discussion here. Donovan Mitchell versus Ben in the Sixers and Jazz tonight, 215-592-9494.
I'm not sure what they're going off of for that line. You know, we lost to Utah when we played them.
Well, I'll tell you what they're going off of.
We had no Joel.
Utah's the best team in basketball.
Yeah, that's what they're going off of.
And, again, small sample size at this stage.
Remember this. A record in the West is more like is better than a record in the East if it's even, and it's not because they play tougher competition more frequently. I mean, the Sixers play the Cavs and the Knicks and the Hawks and the blah, 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 blah. I mean, these teams stink in the East.
Play the Cavs and lose to them.
I know. All right, 215-592-9494 to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas, how we doing today?
What's going on, Tom?
I heard you all shot yesterday at me.
Say it again?
Not like Joe.
Yeah, you know, Joe, your weaseldom knows no bounds. Like, the way you pick apart people's verbiage to suit your own interests.
Yeah.
I did not say that I would appear on Times Yours every day, as everybody knows that's Seltzer's call. I simply said I'd call in every day, which I have and will continue to do until somebody paddles your behind.
Well, I tend to doubt that because I don't think you're making three calls each weekend, right? You're not calling Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
How do you know?
I don't know, but I don't think you are, and I think you are probably not man enough to admit it, and that's unfortunate.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
oh.
You know, it would be pretty counterproductive of me to call in when I know there's no Times Yours the following day.
Okay, well then don't say every day, because about a minute and 7 seconds ago you used the phrase every day, and I knew it was inaccurate when you said it.
Wow, what
he's
a
at
stickler.
It again, John.
Unbelievable.
He is unbelievable. So love
the
you,
notorious
brother.
Notorious nitpicker.
Tom, you got to admit, I'd be an astounding attorney. I mean, Tom Cruise and A Few Good Men would have nothing on me, man.
Oh, boy. All right, moving right along. Yeah, so when it comes to Nick Sirianni, so I personally have a personal rule that I came up with. It's called the Chip Douglas rule, where I'll give a coach 2 years to show me something. Just because I was completely wrong about both those guys, about Chip and Doug, and it took 2 years to kind of figure out exactly what they were.
Agreed, yep.
Now, admittedly, when it came to Gabe Kapler, that was right out the window as I called up, I think, after the first game and asked if it was too early to fire him. But you guys are asking if we believe in Nick Sirianni?
Well, I don't know. We're just asking what you think we've got here.
I have no idea. I think we have a yes, man. I'm on John's side. Yeah. I just don't trust Howie as far as I can throw him.
Yep.
All right, Tom, give me what you got here. Who had the best year?
Well, ironically enough, Howie Roseman, 2017.
You got it, man. That's in Philadelphia sports. That's certainly a big answer. Hey, coming up, something about Nick Sirianni that we have not discussed and something that I would specifically recommend for both him and the Philadelphia Eagles. What it is, tell you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.